الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. مدرسه والديكلوزي on the 4th of Rabi al-Awwal, which will be the 1st of January, and that will be Yom al-Ahad, Sunday, and students are supposed to be here right to the last lesson, which will finish at about 10 past 11, I think. Students must be present till then, and no student should come and ask for permission also before that. We know all got various types of ticket, can't get bookings, or the tickets are very expensive, or there's a wedding in the family. All those excuses, we also went through them, and we know all those excuses. So don't come with any of those excuses, and also have the azmat of every sabbat in your heart. You don't think if I miss 1-2 day sabbat, if I miss a week sabbat, it doesn't matter. Have the azmat, the greatness of every sabbat, not only of the hadith and Quran sabbats, but even if it is your nahwa, your surf, or anything else, every sabbat is very important. And the anwarat and barakat of every sabbat is absolutely essential. So students should stay here right till the end, and only then will madrasa have closed. And madrasa will open on the 22nd of Rabi al-Awwal, which will be the 24th of January. Which will be, that means by the Friday night, students must be in. And Saturday morning, your Musab sabaks will start. So please comply with that. It is only in your own interest and for your own goodness. And the sacrifice that you will make, we also know, as students, we also made very many excuses, and we felt very hard when we did not get off, and we were not given permission to go home for any reason. But that sacrifice will take you very far in your life. Every qurbani that you make, every sacrifice that you make, it will take you very far in life. Those students who are not going, who haven't got a taqaza, you can see they are nodding their heads because they haven't got any taqaza. But those that have got a taqaza, they know what they're feeling in their heart. And so to nod your head is quite easy, but what you're feeling in your heart and you let go, and you tell your parents, no, I'm not coming. I can only come when madrasa is officially closed. Then that is something. And then see, without any doubt, and these tests Allah Ta'ala puts for every person, in life also, as students also, as you go along. And this is a test to see whether you're going to pass or you're going to fail. Whether you are going to force the authorities to give you permission, come in various ways, have different people phoning, have your parents phoning, have the imam of your place phoning, all those things, and if it's up to you. You are the main person. If you put your foot down, and you will get the fruit. And the fruit only from the madrasa side, from Allah's side. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Further, with regard to dressing, we discussed about the underwear, and the main thing is it must not be tight clothing that a person must wear. This is very, very unhealthy, and it must fulfill the purpose for what it is. A vest, as we explained, to absorb this perspiration, the sweat. And the main is the sweat under the armpits, and never ever get in the habit of using roll-ons, etc. They close the pores and you impair your health very, very badly. And don't wear tight clothing also, whether it is the jockey, the brief. And also, even unfortunately, students, when on holidays, wearing jeans, etc. The tight jeans are extremely harmful for a person's. It harms a person because of the blood circulation, and that is health reason. As far as deen is concerned, for us to copy and monkey the West is the height of stupidity. And this jeans and some of those boots, the high boots, it takes so long to wear. But just because it is fashion, and we should not be the slaves of fashion. And the fashion of the West, the fashion of the Dajjal, the fashion of the enemies of Islam, and a person who is studying deen, who is reading Riyadu Salihin, Targheeb, Jalalain, etc., hadith kitabs, and we follow the West, It is a sign of a great inferiority complex and a sign of great disloyalty to Islam and to Deen also. We should dress what befits a student of Deen. And after qualifying, what befits an alim. And that is in the madrasa also, holidays also, traveling also. Otherwise, very sadly, students who haven't been nurtured, their tarbiyat is not made, they have qualified. And in holidays, the musallis see them in resorts, etc. And the musallis feel ashamed at how our maulana, how our imam sahib is dressed here. How we see him in the masjid and how we see him dressed here, they feel ashamed. So we should take cognizance, keep these things in mind, inshallah. Also, with regard to the kurta, most of the students are wearing the correct kurta, which is just over the knees. That is the length of the kurta, what it should be, and then it fulfills again the purpose and object of the kurta. And that is to be agile, to have free movement, not to be restricted in your movement. This person, what was his name? Who was responsible very greatly, an American spy, to topple the Khilafate Usmani. In the time when the Khilafate Usmani was ruling the Muslims of the world. And that was still about just in 1920s, during that period. And he introduced this long Arab kurta to the Arabs. And there were two main reasons. One was for nationalism, to show that this is the kurta of the Arabs. And the people who live in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, many people who visit there frequently, they will bear witness that the Arabs don't like that a non-Arab must wear that kurta. Because it's our dress, right? Why must others wear our dress? They don't like it, but they can't do anything about it. But they don't like it that you wear the long Arab kurta. And so that was nationalism, qawmiyyah. That this form, that form. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to destroy qawmiyyah. That there is nothing. لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا فضل لعجمي على عربي. Nobody, there is no qawmiyyah whatsoever in Islam. That just for لتعارفه. So that you recognize that this person is from that family, that person is from that country, etc. But there is no fazilat illa bit taqwa. Only by taqwa has a person got fazilat. So that was one thing. This, what was his name? Lawrence of Arabia. He was the one. The other thing was so that your movement is curtailed. So to take out the spirit of jihad. Hazrat Mufti Radao Haqsa of Darulum Zakaria, his fatwa on the kurta, one of the reasons he gives why the short kurta is the right kurta, because your movement is free in it. And with the long kurta, he said to sit down to make wuzu is a problem. To sit down to eat is a problem. And you'll see, once I noticed some children playing street soccer, and with this long kurta, so with one hand they picking up the kurta again. So how can you even play soccer like that? One person in Lodium, Qurbani time, and there was a trench dug, and he wanted to cross over the trench, but his kurta did not allow him. And he fell into the trench. And he got very badly hurt also, and he got soiled with all the blood and everything. So this is that kurta that it curtails our movement. And what is required? Our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamallahu Fuyudahum, he was very particular that you must dress very lightly, not heavily. Even in winter, I remember the Florida lake when Hazrat came, Fajr time Hazrat should go and sit at the lake. And it was winter, and zero temperature, minus temperature. But then also, Hazrat did not like somebody who wore a lot of clothes. What is necessary you have to wear? You have to look after your health, it's an amanah. But just to wear too much clothing, etc., our buzurgs did not like it. Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi, rahmatullah, what a great alim. When he went to Syria, the ulama there, and about Mufti Taqi Usmani also, particularly they noticed, kana khafiful jasad, light in body, bodies were also light. Wa khafiful libas, their clothing also very simple, not like big ostentation jubba, kubba, like showing that you are a big chef or something. They're dressing our Buzhuk. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind is famous about him, that when somebody came and meet him from Lucknow, and how he was so simple, he could not believe this is Shaykh al-Hind, whose fame was in the whole world. But when you saw him, his simplicity, his humility, down to earth, that is really how we should be dressing. Not to show that we are very dressing. And then so some students are still wearing the long kurta and they just made a slit. Some slits are just about 5-6 inches, just about 10 centimeters or so. That is not correct also. And some have got a longer slit, but the kurta should be just over the knee. And at the most, 1/3 over the knee. Not more than 1/3 over the knee. That, and 1/3 above the ankle should be the trouser. That is the best. You are allowed a bit more, but it shouldn't at least come near the ankle so that it does not cover the ankle. But your kurta at the most 1/3 over the knee, your trouser, try and keep it 1/3 above the ankle. And that is the measurement between the knee and the ankle. So, and that have a proper slit so that you could move quite freely in everything what you do. Then we will go down to the shoes. And medically it has been written that the whole body needs oxygen all the time. And oxygen is extremely important. Oxygen is in the air all the time, we breathe it, it's blowing against our body, body is taking in the oxygen. And also oxygen is in water. Oxygen has got two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen. And in fact, atibba, the hakims, doctors have written, though this is not any part of deen, and deen doesn't need it also. But this masa of the neck, that we do, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, it takes away the tiredness of the body. Just by passing the water over here, it takes out the tiredness. Atibba have written, your high blood pressure gets reduced when you make the masa of the neck. That is this water which is touching the body, any part of the body. So the legs, also the feet, they also need the oxygen. And unfortunately, we suffer from what an inferiority complex and another disease of just imitating the West. Our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the British, when they came to England, or on another point, they did not change their dressing. India is a very hot country. When they were ruling and the British came there, they came from England, which is a cold country. And in summer also, the heat is not like what it is in India, etc. India is a very hot country. But they did not give up their suit and tie also. They closed their little, yeah, they closed it and wore their tie also, which was very extremely unhealthy. But just mimicking them, just imitating them, monkeying them, unfortunately Muslims also took after their dresses. They came with the habit from England, where it's a cold country, where to protect your chest is important. The tie is never justified, but in a cold country, close up all this properly so air does not come in. And also if we wear any jerseys or any jackets or anything, they also should serve their purpose. Many of us wear them because they look nice. When we choose a jersey, a jumper, a jacket, then we'll also choose one that looks nice and that will make me look impressive. You should look for one that fulfills the purpose of it. And that is, for example, if you've got a V-neck, the most important thing in winter to cover is your chest. Now you've got a V-neck just because it looks nice and you're not covering your chest. This should be covered. That is very important. All other parts of the body also, you should consider that. All other clothing also. So the British, they did not follow the Indians in their dressing, in their lifestyle, they maintain that. But how sad that the British people, for example, the tea was very hot. So therefore, they poured it into the saucer and they drank it like on the railway station. You want to carry on with your journey. You can't drink that exceptionally hot tea, so you pour it in a saucer. But just because they did it for no reason, now the Indian will also poison the saucer. And he will also drink it like that. Just copying them. This is very, very wrong. If you take something of other people, there must be a real valid good reason for it. And then you can take it. Don't just copy other people just for nothing. And just because they do it, and this is that inferiority complex that we suffer. One, because the skin is white. And we are not white, so we think they are superior. Or just because by their shrewdness, utter shrewdness and utter ruthlessness. Study the history and you'll see how ruthless they are, how they conquered countries, how they destroyed countries, and they ruling. Always this is human nature. Annasu ala deeni mulukihim. People follow the religion of their rulers. So because they became rulers, people just started following them. We must realize there is no culture more superior than Islam. There is no way of life more superior than Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we must follow that to the T, and with our teeth we must hold on to it. We must not let that go. So wearing of shoes, closed shoes, especially in summer, is very unhealthy. And we know many people who suffer from athlete's feet, because we wear socks also. Even in summer when it's so hot, what is the need of socks? In winter you need socks. But summer you don't need. Let the oxygen reach your feet. The feet, we know that from certain signs, what is it called? All the pressure points which are on the feet and the pressure points which are on the hand, they control your whole body, those pressure points. So you don't allow energy. Oxygen is energy. Oxygen is life. Without oxygen, you don't have life in you. Oxygen, blood, these things give you life. And in fact, the blood also, the oxygen, the life in the blood comes from the oxygen which goes into the blood to purify the blood. And then that gives life. So allow this oxygen to reach your feet. In summer, if a person needs it, if it's necessary, if you've got ugly toes and you want to hide them and you wear socks, is a different story. But otherwise, don't wear socks, etc. Don't wear clothes, shoes, and you cover up. In winter, it's all right. When it's the cold days, then you wear your socks, etc. Then you wear clothes, shoes, because it's winter, it's cold, and the feet must be kept warm. Otherwise, that you become ill. If your head is not warm, your chest is not warm, and your feet are not warm, you catch a cold very quickly. So those are the places you must guard. But just for imitating the West, we should not do that. So, and choice of shoes also is very, very important. That don't wear shoes also which we are copying them. Just because of techies, etc., whatever type they are wearing, we also wearing it. So try and keep this point also in mind. And if you are now wishes, we'll discuss a few more points as well, inshallah.